Phoenix FM.
The Cardigans and my favourite game. I suppose my favourite game is football. And my favourite console game is now eFootball 24, formerly PES, Pro Evolution Soccer, formerly International Superstar Soccer. And if you can remember this far back, very formerly in its infancy, Goal Storm. There we go. Now, randomly on a letter M alphabet special, I'd like to talk to you about mud. Yes, mud. Mixture of earth and water, or sometimes occasional other substances like clay. There we go. But yeah, mud, it's a bit unusual, isn't it? I guess we've all been to a festival at some point and been consumed by mud and had wellies on. I remember a good friend of mine being at the Isle of Wight Festival, traipsing around in mud all day and losing the soles of her boots because the stickiness of the mud was so strong. Yes, I think we all threw footwear away after one such muddy festival. Now, what can I tell you that's interesting about mud? Well, do you know why it's called mud? Well, it's probably something to do with a Germanic language. In the late 14th century, the word mudde in Middle Low German meant moist, soft earth, and has then since come into English as mud. Also, the Greek word midos means damp moisture, and the old Irish muad means cloud. There's a Polish word mult, which means slime as well, so it all comes together to end up with mud. There we go. I talked about Monkees and the band Monkees. There's mud, there's a band Mud, isn't there? It would have been a much better link if I'd gone into their tracks, but I'm not going to. Oh no, let's go from mud to mad. Honor.
Some boys kiss
Phoenix FM.
More Double M excitement then on the show that goes like this. Madonna, Material Girl. Alphabet M special with me, Ben Simmons. Hope it's all going well for you. Still 50 minutes of sheer excitement still to go, so keep it here. 98.0 in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on Smart Speaker if you ask it to play Phoenix FM. Now, what else begins with M that I can chat to you about? Something that could give people the willies, so to speak. Monsters. Yes, now I just did an internet search for popular monsters, and this is what came up. I'm surprised at the first thing that comes up. Bearing in mind this must be related to the number of times people search for something. So, popular monsters. Number one, dragon. I would not have said that. There we go, though. Dragon. Then, werewolves, vampires, giants, ogres, surprisingly similar, giants and ogres, kraken, that's high up, basilisk. If Harry Potter had never been written, would we all be talking about a basilisk? A hydra, goblin, ghost, troll, chimera, minotaur, chupacabra, above Frankenstein's monster. I'm sorry, I know chupacabra is something to do with South America. And, some kind of beast out there. Is it Chile it features in? But anyway, yeah, above Frankenstein's monster. Then we've got ghoul, zombie, skeleton, golem, gorgon, Medusa, and then Count Dracula. Well, whether that's a list of popularity of monsters, I'm not entirely sure. Dragon at the top, Frankenstein's monster way down behind Chupacabra, Minotaur and Chimera. Outrageous. Let me know any of those monsters you feel affected by at the usual social media handles. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and my personal Ben Simmons page and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Okay, more music coming up. Let's have another throwback, another banger from the 90s. MC Saar and the Real McCoy. Another Night. This is good.
Only lovers do. In the night.
Phoenix FM.
That was MC Saar and The Real McCoy. Now, going off at a tangent again on a letter M special, I decided to look up medicines. And more, maybe more interestingly, the medicine that costs our NHS the most. Because I think this is a danger that British people fall into. We're incredibly grateful that the NHS exists, because it doesn't exist in other countries in the same way. You have to have health insurance, which then means insurance companies are paying medical bills, and then premiums can go up or whatever, and we can get free healthcare due to our National Health Service. But we think of it as free because it doesn't cost us anything. It doesn't mean it doesn't cost anything. Of course, all the people that work in the NHS have to be paid wages. All the equipment that is needed in the NHS and buildings have to be paid for. All medicines have to be paid for. Operations have to be paid for. It's just that the government pays for them after getting money through taxes. I think people just have this weird sort of notion that all medical treatment is free and doesn't cost anything. But bearing that in mind, I looked up a drug that it costs our NHS the most year on year. From the company that makes it, which is Pfizer, I believe. They did do a coronavirus vaccine, but obviously they make many medications, and it's known as Apixaban. It's an oral anticoagulant, basically a blood thinner. Apixaban is used to lower the risk of blood clots developing in patients who have atrial fibrillation and an abnormal heartbeat, as well as other risk factors for stroke. So it can reduce your risk of stroke and heart disease, and it's known as Apixaban, and it costs the NHS the most to prescribe and use every single year in the UK at the moment. There you go. Don't say you don't learn things by tuning into the show that goes like this. Well, I'm enjoying bringing you all these tracks that begin with the letter M. Hopefully you're enjoying listening to them. Let's have another one. Let's have a sort of double M. Well, it's almost a triple M, really. It's Michael Jackson. It's Man in the Mirror. That's exciting, isn't it?
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them weep? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
FM.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson, Marvellous. Now, carrying on with the letter M theme and me talking about random things that begin with the letter M, let's talk about mice. Not computer mice. Rodentia, actual mice. I quite like all kind of furry mammals and find them quite cute, so mice no exception. What about the most famous mice? Well, you have to say, and you can't argue with it, Mickey Mouse has to be the most famous mouse. And then is Minnie next? Because, you know, you've got the likes of Jerry from Tom and Jerry to contend with. If you're a fan of UK children's programmes from about 20 to 30 years ago or further, Danger Mouse, what a programme that was. Danger Mouse and Penfold fighting the evil Baron Greenback. I loved that show. That was brilliant. And then what other famous mice are there in TV shows or movies? Mighty Mouse, there was, of course. If you remember other cartoons, Speedy Gonzales, yeah, there's one. Fievel, if you're like American cartoons particularly. So yeah, mice have always featured in animated things particularly. Tom and Jerry, so many Tom and Jerry cartoons are actually very funny. Obviously it's a repeated trope over and over again, but still enjoyable to watch. And Danger Mouse was great stuff. Mickey Mouse, you know, he is the most famous mouse. If I ever went to Disneyland, I wouldn't be desperately excited to meet Mickey Mouse. You know, there'd be other things I wanted to do. I'm not saying he's not fabulous, but, you know, just doesn't bother me that much, Mickey Mouse. Minnie's all right. I'd rather meet Danger Mouse. But there we go. That could be just me. Okay, time for more music. Where shall we go this time? Well, we recently had Michael Jackson. Shall we slow it down a little bit? Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's go to Extreme and More Than Words.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Beautiful harmonies, beautiful singing, lovely track, Extreme and More Than Words on this Letter M Alphabet Special, the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. We got 30 minutes left tonight, so don't go anywhere, because right now I'm going to talk to you about magnets. Yes, not a kitchen seller, but the metallic things with properties that attract and repel if you organise them in a certain way. Now, we've all used magnets at some point or another. We've probably all found it fascinating exactly what they do and how they do it. I've seen slow-mo videos on TikTok of guys that make things magnetic and force them together and watch them shatter apart when they meet. It's rather incredible, I have to say. But I've just looked up what are the strongest magnets in existence at the moment. And I'd never heard of them before, don't remember this from school, but the most powerful of all permanent magnets are neodymium magnets, also known as NDFEB, neo or NIB magnets. They're strong, permanent magnets made from an alloy of neodymium, iron and boron, part of the rare earth magnet family. They have the highest magnetic properties, so much so that they were banned in 2014 from being used in products that children could ever get their hands on, like toys, for instance. The ban was reversed in 2016, but yes, neodymium magnets were banned for being dangerous to children because they're so powerful. Also, whilst doing this exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, I happened upon the question, what is the lifespan of a magnet? Imagine this. How long should my permanent magnet last? It should lose no more than 1% of its magnetic strength over a period of 100 years, provided it is specified and cared for properly. So if you care for your magnet properly, that means it will not have lost all of its magnetic strength until you reach 10,000 years. Crikey. 1% of its magnetic strength every century. Can't even say the word magnetic, I'm so excited. Right, there we go. Well, we've slowed things down musically now, haven't we? We better carry on slowing it down with a bit of Mariah Carey.
Baby, I'm
FM.
Mariah Carey and Fantasy, absolutely fantastic track, of course, as they all are on the show that goes like this. Now, carrying on with the M alphabet theme and me chatting random stuff in between the music, let's talk marbles. Let's talk controversial international marbles. Let's talk Elgin marbles, yes. Ancient Greek sculptures taken from the Parthenon and other structures from the Acropolis, removed from Ottoman Greece to Britain by agents of Thomas Bruce, the 7th Earl of Elgin, and therefore named the Elgin Marbles, and now held in the British Museum. They were created in the 5th century, from a period of time in 1801 to 1812, Elgin's agents removed about half of the surviving Parthenon sculptures. So, it's caused controversy. The acquisition of the collection was supported by some, while others likened Elgin's actions to vandalism. And surprisingly, a UK parliamentary inquiry in 1816 concluded Elgin had acquired the marbles legally. Of course he did. And he sold them to the British government that year. Then they passed into the trusteeship of the British Museum. In 1983, the Greek government formally asked the UK government to return the Elgin Marbles to Greece and listed the dispute with UNESCO. The UK government declined UNESCO's offer of mediation. In 2021, UNESCO called upon the UK government to resolve the issue at intergovernmental level. Greek government and supporters of the marbles return to Greece have argued they were obtained illegally or unethically and that they are of exceptional cultural importance to Greece. So, yeah, the British government and British Museum have argued they were obtained legally and that their return would set a precedent which could undermine collections of major museums of world culture. And the British Museum's collection allows them to be better viewed in the context of other major cultures and therefore complements the perspective provided by the Acropolis Museum. Doesn't sound like it's going to be resolved anytime soon. Apparently discussions between the UK and Greek officials are ongoing. I can understand both arguments, but looking at it, it does seem like we just nick them and like they belong to us now, and then 160 years later, the Greek government gone, can we have those back? And we've gone, no. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit more diplomatically sensitive than I've just made it. But anyway, story of the Elgin Marbles. Right, let's have some more music. Let's have classic Marvin Gaye.
Some of the guys you knew before became the two of us guys you know I love.
Phoenix FM.
This is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. Final 17 minutes and a few seconds left of tonight's show. Keep it here. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. And phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And don't forget, you can just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Also, keep it here because after 8 o'clock, Rob Harvey will be back with Synth City once again. Sure to be another fabulous show tonight. I wonder what microphone he'll be using. I know our studio microphone. Microphones begin with the letter M, and I'm now going to talk to you about microphones. Yes, those of us in the entertainment industry will be familiar with certain brands. I'm thinking Sennheiser, I'm thinking Shure, S-H-U-R-E. The good old SM58 classic XLR lead microphone. Some of you may have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about right now. Some of you may go, yep, I can picture exactly what you're talking about. Can you picture this, though? Just for a bit of fun, I just did an internet search for the most expensive microphone. Can you imagine paying this for a microphone? Yes, I appreciate there are audio engineers that run studios with hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of equipment in them, but you can purchase a Brawner VM1S microphone, which has a frequency response of 20 hertz and a signal to noise ratio of less than 83 decibels. You can purchase the Brawner VM1S for $12,499. What's that, about £9,000-£10,000 for a microphone? I need a mortgage to buy that microphone. That's ridiculous. Crikey, the Brawner VM1S. I think I'll stick with an SM58. You know, you can get a Telefunken ELA M251T for $10,995, about $8,500. Enjoy. Ah, amazing. It's just a whole different level. Now, here's a brand I've heard of. Sony C800G microphone, $10,700. Probably not going to be setting up my own studio anytime soon, but, you know, I know where to go now if I want ludicrously expensive sound equipment. Fantastic. I think you'll find that's what the show that goes like this is recorded on. Oh, yes. Now then, shall we have some more music? Yes. What shall we do musically? Let's go crazy. Let's go and find a man who won't be at the Oscars anytime soon. Here's Will Smith. Is he in Miami?
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Oh, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get the it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Check it out, check it out. I'm rolling to my
dig it out. Chi-town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw hot in the sand. Give me your hand, damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm tree. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home. This town.
Phoenix FM.
Will Smith and Miami. Let's stick with Miami for a moment and just share a rather interesting fact with you. Now, obviously, we appreciate places nearer the equator are likely to have different climates to places further away. But however, in the whole of Miami's official meteorological history, it has only ever snowed once. Wowzers. That took place over 45 years ago in January 1977. Flakes started falling at 8 a.m. and for the most part the snow melted as soon as it touched the ground. The temperatures reached a frosty 8 degrees. Lowest temperature ever recorded in Miami. Wow. Yeah. So there we go. It doesn't snow in Miami. If you hate snow, go and live there. Jacksonville, not far away in Florida as well. Okay, right. Probably the penultimate track of the show is coming up right now, and it's one of my favourites. It's a different edit to the original. It's Mark Morrison. It's time for the return of the Mac. He's putting on his raincoat right now. Is he buying an Apple computer? I'm not sure.
Phoenix FM.
Always love that version of that track, the Joe T. Vanelli light radio edit of Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. Well, it's been fabulous. It's almost come to a close. Thanks for sharing part of your Tuesday night with me here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. I'll be back again, of course, next week. Probably not with an Alphabet special, it's fair to say. But who'd have thought we'd have talked about the glory of things like mint choc chip ice cream, the MCU, marathon bars, marathon runners, Mon Mothma, monsters, monkeys, medicine and mud, amongst other things. I think we can all agree it's been marvellous, it's been magnificent, it's been mighty fine having a letter M special on the show that goes like this tonight. I'm off now to think about things like mince pies, Maastricht, Melba toasts, and I may even have time to be magnanimous as well. To play us out, it's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. See you soon.
I feel you, that is how
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.